Some people spend a lifetime accumulating things, wealth, reputation, possessions, and yet they never seem happy. They never seem satisfied. Hi, I'm Bertie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I want you to meet a guy who's really had quite an impact in my life. His name is Charles. Now, Charles grew up in the Bronx, back when it was one of the poorest neighborhoods in the USA. When I first met him, he hadn't been in Australia for all that long. Turns out, he'd applied for a job at our local cafe with absolutely no experience. But, you know, waiters are hard to find these days, so they hired him anyway. And blow me down, but within just a few months, he became an assistant manager, and a few months later, he was put in charge of a new cafe that the owners had just opened up. Unbelievable! But here's the thing. Charles is just a natural. He loves his work, and more importantly, he loves the people. He throws himself into it, and he has this crazy laugh and a smile that just lights up a room. I tell you, when I walk into that cafe and he's there, it always, always lifts my spirits. My hunch is that Charles has discovered something that many others never do. We want to believe that the people who get the most out of life are the ones that have the most, but what Charles seems to have figured out is that the people who get the most out of life are the ones who give the most. Mark chapter 9, verse 35, Jesus sat down and called the 12 apostles to him. He said, "Whoever wants to be the most important must make others more important than themselves. They must serve everyone else." That's God's word. Fresh for you today. The wisdom in God's word is just incredible. It's life-changing. Becoming a man or a woman of God's word is the one thing that can completely transform your life. And that's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a scripture verse and some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free, so stop by at christianityworks.com for instant access. That web address again is christianityworks.com. I'll catch you next time.